Our next guest is up for his third Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. Willem Dafoe was previously nominated for 1986's Platoon and 2000's Shadow of the Vampire. Now he's up for The Florida Project, which is out on DVD this week. Dafoe plays Bobby, the manager of the Magic Castle. It's a brightly painted but run-down motel on a stretch of highway just outside of Disney World. Bobby's job is made harder by three kids who are running wild around the motel. In this scene, he throws two of them out of the office for making a mess with their ice cream.
Okay, out. I warned you, one drip and you're out.
Oh, come on!
Out now.
It's gonna melt outside.
Well, obviously, it's melting inside, too.
But Bobby...
Out.
Thank you very much.
You're not welcome!
A scene from The Florida Project, and Willem Dafoe joins me now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
So how would you describe this film, The Florida Project? Because watching it, it almost feels at times like it's a documentary.
Well, it's the world of people who actually don't have homes, who are living temporarily, long-term, in budget motels outside of the amusement parks in Central Florida. We shot this film at an actual working motel. Hmm. It's a film directed by Sean Baker.
And actually, you spent some time with the manager of the motel, right, to get ready for this role.
That's right. Just to get a sense of his job and what kind of person comes to that job and just to get a sense of the world.
What did you learn from him?
Well, many things. I mean, initially I met with him just to see what kind of person he was, what, you know, certain external things like how he dressed, how he presented himself, how he spoke. But I think the biggest takeaway from my initial meeting with him was how proud he was of his job and how he was very passionate about his job. Now, he seemed like a very sort of normal, not extraordinary, if I can judge like that, working class guy. But he had this extraordinary love for the people. It was his community. And I think he was always walking this line between cutting people slack and being the authority on the property because he wants to keep his job and he wants to keep the motel going.
You come across in this film like a father figure to some of the people on the property. Does he as well? Did you get that from him?
Well, he's certainly protective. As I said, he really took pride in the fact that that motel, although it's a very modest motel and the people are really struggling, for him, it's a better place. So this beautiful kind of sense that he does his bit, he knows his limitations, but he does his bit to make his little world a better place. Now, mind you, as I'm working on the role, I'm not thinking about that. Huh. I'm really just thinking about being a good motel manager.
Hmm. All right, we have to talk about the kids at the center of this film. Brooklyn, Kimberly Prince, Valeria Cotto, and Christopher Rivera. We've got a scene of the three of them exploring the motel. Let's listen.
The man who lives in here gets arrested a lot.
This woman in here thinks she's married to Jesus.
Oh, watch out for the water. Because guess what? I went to the hospital one time.
These are the rooms we're not supposed to go in. But let's go anyway.
What was it like to work with these kids?
It was good. I mean, the setup was that they were really allowed to be kids. And even though there was a strong script and there's a very clear scenes, we know what has to be accomplished in the scene. Sean Baker, the director, knew very well that he had to give them a lot of room because they're the... We really see most of the film through their eyes, mm-hmm. and it was important for them to be free and have a kind of, you know, indulge them in a certain kind of chaos, let them be kids, to let them play. One of the things that we did is, you know, we really made, not only are we shooting at a working motel, so we've got all these people kind of telling us their stories and giving us a good feel of the world, but we're also creating a parallel world. I mean, our roles on the set were kind of parallel to our roles in the movie. Bobby, the motel manager, the character I play, loves these kids, but mm-hmm. he also wants to wring their necks sometimes because they create a lot of problems for him. And it's you know, there's that pretty much happens on set as well.
I want to listen to another scene from the film. This is your character, Bobby, talking to Haley, the mom of one of the girls, who's been having men visit her in her room, and Bobby insists that they register at the desk.
When I say register, I'm talking about ID. They got to leave the ID right there with me in the office.
You can't just not let me have guests. What gives you the authority?
What the authority? My job title, manager.
I have friends, though. I have a lot of friends.
Yeah, we all got friends. We all got friends. But this is a special rule for you.
Can you talk about the relationship there between you, the manager, and Haley?
Well, Haley keeps on giving me a hard time. She keeps on breaking the law. You know, she breaks my rules. She's late on rent. She's having... I just don't want... You know, I'm basically a guy that wants everything to run smooth. I want everybody to be happy, and Haley puts a lot of demands on me. I try to cut her some slack because I think I feel protective towards her. She's a very young mother. She seems sweet enough, even though she gives me a hard time. So basically, there's always a tension because I don't want to be played by her because she does have a pretty good grift, but... at the same time, I want to cut her some slack. So that's an interesting relationship. You could say it's like a father or a big brother relationship, but I'm not thinking of that when I'm playing the scenes. I'm just trying to conflict, resolve, and keep my position because I'm probably the kind of guy that needs this job, and last thing I want to do is get fired because the cops are coming around too much.
And the actress here is Bria Venite, who was found on Instagram. This was her first film.
Right. And she's fantastic. She was all in. It was great working with her. I really enjoyed it. Sean, the director, you know, the role was good enough that he could have attracted many well-known actresses. But the way Sean explained it to me is he was following Bria on Instagram. And he was just struck with her, how she looked, how she acted, her tats, you know, all of that. He kept on going back to her and finally stuck to his guns and said, listen, have her come out here. Let me work with her, see if it'll work. And he was very happy with the rehearsals that they did and the audition process. So then she just came on board.
Are you on Instagram?
No.
Could be where you get your next role.
Yeah, okay, I'll have to remember that if it gets a little slow.
So The Florida Project is your third nomination for Best Supporting Actor.
Yes.
What is that like? What has this Oscar season been like for you?
Well, it's been – I'm very grateful. This is a small film, and I'm very grateful that I got nominated, but I also was a little disappointed that the film didn't get nominated – or Sean didn't get nominated, or some of the actors didn't get nominated. So I'm the sole, you know, standard bearer, whatever the word is, for this film. So that sweetens it for me. I mean, I'm representing the film, and it's a film that I think is very good. It's got authenticity, and it's, you know, about what's going on now. So it's an important film to me. So I'm happy to be able to be speaking about it, you know, in the context of the award season.
And do you prepare an expression for your face when they make the announcement, since we'll all be looking at you to see whether you're happy or upset?
No, you'll know if I don't. If I don't win, I'll be pissed. I'll tell you that right now. No, I'm joking. But, you know, you get in a competition and the most natural thing is it's not a competition, but it feels like one because people are anticipating. Some people are rooting. Some people have favorites that aren't you and all that sort of thing. So you try to avoid it, but you can't help it. You kind of get into the game of it all. And, of course, I want to win. And it would be good for the movie as well.
You've played over 100 roles. You've also acted in New York theater for years. Is there a role that you have not played that you really want to at some point?
No. I'm never attracted to roles. I'm attracted to situations and to people because the truth is you don't know what a role is until you do it. And a role is defined by many things, But the only thing you really know is where it sits in a story or where it sits in a adventure or where it sits in the relationship to a director's vision. And that is always what draws me, because if I see a role that I think, wow, this would be great, this would really be fun, or I really could do something with this, those are usually the roles that I won't surprise myself with. So I always try to find things that I have enough contact with it, I have enough interest, I have something about it that attracts me, but I don't know what it is. And the process of making the movie is finding out what it is. And actually, sometimes, even by the end of the movie, you may not know, but you went through an experience that will, you know, for an audience, mean something.
That's actor Willem Dafoe, who is up for an Oscar for his role in The Florida Project. Thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck at the Oscars.
Okay, thank you.
And The Florida Project is now on DVD. The Academy Awards will be held on March 4th.